Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, so there's going to be apparently a big announcement coming up from TSA. Actually, it's coming from Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who was highly criticized for not getting information fast enough or not responding fast enough to the flooding in Texas. But here's something that she's doing that I totally agree with. So recently we got the word that you no longer have to take your shoes off when you're going through the checkpoint at TSA at the airport. Now there's going to be a new rule regarding liquids. So you know that you're only allowed 3.4 ounces of a liquid. Now, my cologne bottle is, I think, 6.7 ounces. So, you know, I've got to find a small travel cologne dispenser, and I've got to put my cologne in my suitcase to have it checked. Because I can't go through TSA with the bottle of cologne from perfume headquarters. I like the way we can kind of slip clients in there once in a while. So anyway, isn't this great news that you're going to be able to now have more than 3.4 ounces? And so this is a new announcement. Apparently it's coming from TSA. Don't know exactly when, but this is going to just, you know, create a lot more convenience when it comes to traveling. You know, you can have a carry-on bag. You can have a quart-sized bag with all these liquids, aerosols, gels, and creams, and paste, but none of them can be over 3.4 ounces. So I think this is great news, because there are lotions that I have that sometimes I want those traveling with me on the plane, because, you know, you get up there in the altitude, the higher altitude, and your skin dries out. And I might, you know, while I'm on the plane, I might want to put a little lotion on my face and hands. Especially my face. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to find. I can't find the lotions that I use, the really upscale lotions. I can't find those in a smaller container. So I think this is really great news that we don't have to worry about this. And, you know, sometimes now this is going to cut down on airport sales, I guess, because I'm assuming you're going to be able to travel with your own water. Like, you could bring a bottle of water from home. Because right now, you have to go through TSA, and then you get your bottle of water at the airport. You get your drink at the airport. You might have a favorite nutrient drink that you want to bring with you. You might have a favorite protein drink or shake that you want to bring with you. Well, you have to go through TSA first, and you have to buy it on the other side. Well, now I'm assuming that you're going to be able to bring those things with you. We don't know all the details of this yet. But apparently, Kristi Noem is announcing, as Department of Homeland Security Secretary, announcing that there's going to be a big announcement concerning tiny bottles on flights, that you maybe no longer have to stock up on the tiniest little bottles of everything, and that you can bring bigger bottles of liquids and creams and pastes and things like that.
So you're saying at some point in time, I may be able to bring like a fifth of Jack Daniels with me?
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe bring it through TSA. Now, you can't drink it on the flight, because they'll tell you. Well, they're going to make the announcement. They're going to say, and it is against FAA regulations to consume any alcohol that you have brought on board with you. I've heard that a few times.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, who's to say that, you know, who's to say? I mean, you got to trust the passengers next to you, because, you know, you don't want somebody standing up, hey, this guy here just opened up a bottle of Jack Daniels. See, if you share it with the row, they might not tell on you, but they might out you if you don't.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Share it with him.
So do you think having these liquids now, that this rule change and not being able to take off your shoes, that'll kind of nullify some of the violence that's been taking place on airplanes with people getting up out of their seats and screaming and fighting each other? You think that'll kind of calm everything down?
No, I honestly don't. I think that's a whole different element. That's a whole different thing. In fact, it might, you know, it might give people more things to get violent over. But no, there's, you know, we've talked about this before. There's something going on with people. There's this anger and frustration, and people seem like they're given the okay now to just erupt and explode in anybody's face if they get frustrated over something. And, you know, I know there are a lot of frustrations in life, but, you know, there's a dispute over a seat. You know, if you appealed to the airline in the right way, you know, they might even give you a voucher to take another flight somewhere. But, you know, if you're having a dispute over a seat, I know you really want that seat because you wanted that particular seat. But, I mean, don't pull somebody's hair. Don't start punching somebody over the damn seat. I mean, that is not the way to handle it. And if you do that, you're going to get arrested. If the plane's in the air, they might have to land somewhere unexpected, and you're going to be stuck at a jail where maybe you don't know anybody, and that's not good. So I don't think it's going to change the tendency to erupt into violence on flights, but I do think that that's going to continue, but it's something that shouldn't continue. And, you know, when you get on a flight, yeah, it's difficult. Yeah, we're treated like cattle. Yeah, but, I mean, that's something that you expect. And, you know, if you do it in the way that, say, in general, I'm generalizing here, if you do it in the way that Japanese people do things like this, what they do is they find their inner self and they just close everything out and they just focus on their space. And their space is all that's important, as small as it might be. But, you know, when I was in Tokyo and I see people just crammed into the subways, and I see all of them just in this silent stare, and they just find their own zen right there within their own space. You know, I find that in my car. You know, especially when I'm alone in the car, I find my space in the car. And as much traffic as there is out there, as much frustration as there is out there, as much road rage as there is out there, you know, I just, in my car, I can control the serenity of my car. I can control the Zen mood. I can meditate in my car and nobody can get to me. So as crazy as it gets out there when you're in traffic and everything, just think about that's your space and nobody can get to you. And you can listen to WWL. You can listen to nothing at all, but that's your space. Just find your space. And I think that's what people need to learn how to do. The Eastern mind knows how to do that. The Western mind doesn't know how to do that. But that's what people need to learn how to do. Find your own space in a crowded area like flying on a plane. You know, like when I sit down in the seat, of course, I've got my sanitation wipes and I'm wiping down everything in sight. Hey, can I get your tabletop? Because it's kind of close to mine. I'm wiping down everything. And, you know, once I do that, it's like I'm in my seat. And that's it, man. This is my space. And nobody can get to me. All right. We're going to come back with more of your comments. If you're on hold, just hang on. We'll get to your comments coming up. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2004, at the end of her show at the Aladdin Hotel in Vegas, Linda Ronstadt dedicated the encore. It was a cover of the Eagles song Desperado. She dedicated it to filmmaker Michael Moore. Now, that's a left-wing liberal. Linda Ronstadt also urged people to go see his current movie, Fahrenheit 9-1-1. The audience responded with mostly booze, not the kind you drink. And about half of the people walked out of her concert. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.